Hello, this is Rick. Thank you so much for joining me in the Word. This time, child of God, I'd like to continue our Bible reading in the book of Joshua, beginning with chapter 14 and verse 1. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel, distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and a half tribe on the other side Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs and their cattle and their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Nephunneh, and the Kenizzite, and unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, where the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Jephunneh the Kenizzite, unto this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjatharba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. Chapter 15. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah, by their families, even to the border of Edom. The wilderness of Zin, southward, was the uttermost part of the south coast. And their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward. And it went out to the south side of Maelah Akrabim, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side of Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched a compass to Karkah. From thence it passed toward Asmon, and went out unto the river of Egypt, and the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast. And the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan. And their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea, at the uttermost part of Jordan. And the border went up to Beth-Hogla, and passed along by the north of Beth-Araba, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal, that is before the going up to Adamim, which is on the south side of the river, and the border passed toward the waters of Enshemesh, and the goings out thereof were at Enrogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom unto the south side of the Jebusite, and the same is Jerusalem. And the border went to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill unto the fountain of water of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron, and the border was drawn to Bala, which is Kirjath-jearim. And the border compassed from Bala westward unto Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of Mount Jearim, which is Cheshelon on the north side, and went down to Beth-Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out unto the side of Ekron northward, and the border was drawn to Sikron, and passed along to Mount Baalah, and went out unto Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. And the west border was to the great sea and to the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah, round about according to their families. And unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjathsepher. And Caleb said, he that smiteth Kirjathsepher and taketh it, to him will I give Ashna, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Asha, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her ass, and Caleb said unto her, what wouldest thou? Who answered, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families, and the uttermost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the coast of Edom southward were Kabzeel and Eder and Jegur, and Kinnah and Dimnah and Adada and Kadesh and Hazor and Ithnan, Ziph and Telem and Bealoth and Hazor and Hadata and Kerioth and Hezron, which is Hazor, Amim, and Shema, and Molada, and Hazar Gada, and Heshmon, and Bethpelet, and Hazar Shuel, and Beersheba, and Bizjothja, Baala, and Ayim, and Azim, and El Talad, and Chesil, and Horma, and Ziklag, and Madmana, and Sansana, and Leboth, and Shilim, and Ain, and Ramon, and all the cities are 29 with their villages. And in the valley, Eshtaol, and Zoriah, and Ashna, and Zenoah, and Enganim, and Tapua, and Enam, Jarmuth, and Adullam, and Sokoth, and Azekah, and Shearim, and Adathaim, and Gedera, and Gederothaim, 14 cities with their villages, Zenan, and Hadashah, and Migdalgad, and Dilan, and Mizpah and Jokthiel, Lachish and Bozkath and Eglon, and Kabon and Lamim and Kithlish, and Gidderoth, Beth Dagon, and Naamah and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages, Libna and Ether and Ashan and Jiftah and Ashna and Nezib, and Keilah and Achzib and Marisha, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron with her towns and her villages, from Ekron even unto the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages, Ashdod with her towns and her villages, Gaza and her towns and villages unto the river of Egypt, and the great sea, and the border thereof. And in the mountains, Shemir, and Jatir, and Sokoth, and Dana, and Kirjasana, which is Debir, and Anab, and Eshtemoth, and Anim, and Goshen, and Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Arab, and Duma, and Eshion, and Janim, and Beth Tapua, and Aphika, and Humta, and Kirjatharba, which is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, and Ziph, and Jada, and Jezreel, and Jokdeam, and Zenoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Halha, Bethzur, and Gedor, and Meyarath, and Bethanoth, and Elticon, 6 cities with their villages, Kirjathbaal, which is Kirjath-Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness, Bethbaraba, Midden, and Sakaka, and Nibshan, and the city of salt, and Engedi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day. Well, child of God, we'll end our reading there this time at the end of chapter 15 and continue with more names and more towns next time with chapter 16. Thank you, and God bless you.